Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card on Star 99.9.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband. Star 99.9, today's best mix.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
So I heard that Raven's been having a hard time staying up at night.
Right. Every night.
So he just, like, goes to bed?
You know, I come home from work, I cook dinner, I take care of the things I need to take care of, and I actually get to sit down, spend some time with my husband. I get about 45 minutes, maybe an hour if I'm lucky, and he's snoring.
Yeah, well, I mean, the other thing that I need to tell you is that we need a time machine, because, I mean, there are simply only so many hours, so much time in the day.
Alicia, how do you feel about all this?
I feel like he's doing really terrible in the relationship department.
So at least one of the ways that we could go about this is that, you know, we talked about maybe like him surprising you and taking you out to dinner. Anything like that happen?
Nope, not at all.
Good.
I mean, I can't be the only person on the planet that happens to be tired. They've been busy days and nights. What can I tell you?
At 7:30. Hey,
you know what? 7:30, 8 o'clock.
I'm just saying, we're not 80, you know? We're not 80 years old.
So how about planning something in the next few days?
We're going out with friends. We've got some plans.
All right, so you got to stay awake for that.
We had dinner with friends last weekend. I mean, just because I didn't plan it doesn't mean that it was a terrible experience or anything like that. We had a good time all those times we went out.
Okay.
Or maybe we didn't. I don't know.
Right.
It's one of those days where I feel like I'm on a different planet, I guess.
Well, you want to know what? Sometimes the girls are on a different planet than the guys, and you just don't see eye to eye. It's all kind of part of how it goes.
Mm.
Venus and Mars.
Alicia, what can he do to make things better?
Anything.
Wow.
Something.
Right. Okay.
How about an example?
You know, some kind of surprise, like, I don't know, a date or something.
You know,
maybe stay awake for a show.
We're going to plan something. I'm going to help you. Alicia, is it okay if I help him plan a surprise?
I don't know. Then, I mean, is it the same?
Well, that's,
I don't know.
That's the thing.
Maybe he'll teach him how to do it on his own.
Well,
maybe it will help.
So this is the thing that I've accepted, Alicia. So every year, my husband calls my sister, right, for Christmas, and he gives her a credit card and says to my sister, go buy Anna stuff, right? And my sister goes, because she's my sister, she knows exactly what to get me, and I love it. The question is, it's not really a gift from him. It's a gift that my sister bought for me with his credit card. So
right, that's a cop-out.
Right, but he thinks that, like, if he goes, I'm always going to return it, I'm not really going to like it, and that he's not going to be able to nail it down. But to me, it's more about the effort. But I've given up. But I think maybe if I give him some ideas and he puts them into play, then he'll, like, be able to do it on his own. And that's what we'll do with Raven.
One can hope.
I've got a really great plan.
Good.
Can we do it?
Because I'll take it.
What is his grade for this week, Alicia?
You know, Anna, I'm going to give him 2. Am I allowed to do that? I'm going to give him an A+ for working so hard, constantly working, and taking such great care of his family, which I think he feels unappreciated on that level. But he's getting a D- in the relationship department.
Oh!
It's like you're falling from grace.
They're one and the same.
You got to find a balance.
Listen, you have a younger wife, okay? You need to step it up a little bit.
That's true. Alicia is young and she's beautiful and she's vibrant.
Mm-hmm. We'll live in a shack and love will keep us together like it did in all those 70s songs that everybody grew up on.
Not everybody. Not us.
Right.
All right. Well, some people grew up on.